Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and we praise the Lord for this time together. And I'm just asking the Lord that everyone who's heard this message will be relieved from the pressure of time. This is the life we live, the urgency, the fast pace quality of living in this 21st century. But God wants us not to be under the bondage of time. He wants us free to know that we have all the time we need to accomplish the things He has particularly for each one of us to do. And I was sharing that while there is a time coming when time will be no more. Remember in the book of Revelation, the 10th chapter, an angel swore by Him that lived forever and ever, the things who created the heavens, the things and the earth, that there shall be time no longer. In other words, that will be the rule and reign of eternity. And it's important we discover what God would have us to do while time is in existence. First of all, we need to be as the sons of Issachar, to discern the times in which we are living. And as it said, Paul says in 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, the time is short, he's counseling the Corinthians. And regardless of what your station, position in life, we are to understand that the fashion of this world is passing away. And then we're to evaluate our lives. We either spend it temporarily on our own interests, things that relate to us. Well, of course, there's personal responsibility. However, we also need to have the perspective that what we do, our time is not our own as the children of God, but time is a gift that He has given us so that we may obey Him in our lives, that the process of sanctification and the process of the Great Commission, sharing the gospel in ways that God would open up to us. James 4:14 says, our earthly life is a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes, but eternal life, beloved, never ends. And we have 24 hours in a day to choose how we spend that time. And that is the third thing that I wanted to share with you regarding time. We have to discern the times as the sons of Issachar. Take a good look, ask the Lord's help, and just in a few quiet moments, look at how you spend your time. Evaluate your activities and what you're doing. Is that what God really wants you to do? Or were you doing it under duress or the pressures of others? Are you really seeking God for this season in your life, how He would have you spend your time? And so after evaluation is the actual choice that we make, how we will spend our time. Remember, we should do it in, quote, the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Let me share a passage found in 1 Peter, the first chapter, and I'm going to read 5 verses 17 through 20. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. That is not a cringing fear, but in the fear of the Lord is what Peter is saying. Be aware that we have a limited amount of time. Pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained. This was foreordained by the Godhead before time began, before, he goes on to say, Peter does, before the foundation of the world. Jesus was foreordained before the world was created, but was manifest in these last times for you. Praise God. He had everything in hand. And so he wants us to spend it according to the wisdom that is revealed in the scriptures. And then there's another scripture I'd like to share with you, the 12th chapter of Luke. And I want to read verses 16 through 21. And he spoke a parable unto them, saying, this is Jesus, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. In other words, he was running out of space and he needed to make a decision and do something. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, make them bigger. And there I will bestow all my fruits and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. In other words, relax, enjoy yourself, eat, drink, and be merry. But listen to verse 20. God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Verse 21, I need to read that. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Was God saying we shouldn't plan, we shouldn't use good judgment, be responsible with what God has blessed us with? Of course not. But the most important thing is our attitude and our commitment to the Lord. We need to be, as Jesus said, rich toward God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That was the parable of the rich man. And he thought he was secure. He was prospering. He had more than enough, not only for his present needs, but for years to come. And the Lord did not see that the same way. Because you do not understand, he's speaking to the rich man, that your soul be required of thee this night. None of us know the length of our days. You could be in the very best of health, the best of circumstances, and have an accident, and then you will go into eternity. So we do not have a guarantee of the length of our time. And so each day we need to spend in the fear of the Lord. So that's the third thing. We need to, first of all, we need to be aware that time is important. We have to discern the times in which we're living. We have to take an evaluation and estimation of really how we are spending our time, not according to what man says or anyone says, but the Lord. And then to spend our time in a way that will bring glory to God. And finally, the scriptures talk about us redeeming the time. Ephesians 5:15 through 17 says, see that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. That's the King James. What does that word redeem mean? Well, by definition, that's what Jesus did for us. First of all, he's our redeemer. And that the concept of that word redeem, which is a verb, it means to buy back, to repurchase, to change for the better, to reform, to repair, or to restore. And indeed, that is the plan of God, of redemption, if you will. When he knew when he placed Adam and Eve in the garden that there would be a time that they would disobey, they were tempted, they were told not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because God understood knowledge of good and evil. In fact, he said, man has become as one of us. And he wanted to spare man, if they had been obedient, to avoid the knowledge of evil. It has brought untold heartache and sorrow for mankind since that moment that sin entered into the world with our first parents. But God had a plan in place that he was going to redeem his people, to buy back, to repurchase, because the penalty was death. And in fact, every man outside of Enoch and Elijah experienced natural death. Not one person has been born into this world without experiencing death. They, you know, Enoch was translated because he was a friend of God, and Elijah, a fiery chariot, came to carry him away. So those were the only exceptions, and each one of us must realize that our days are numbered. We don't have to be in fear or anxiety, but as we surrender to God and trust his wisdom, he wants us to be in joy and peace. Colossians 4 and 5, a final scripture I'll share with you. The word tells us, walk in wisdom toward them that are without. In other words, toward the world, toward the unsaved, redeeming the time. In other words, let the time God has given you, let it be for worthwhile purposes. Of course, he wants you to use wisdom and to do what is necessary to provide for yourself, to provide for your loved ones. He does not expect you to just sit around and expect a raven to bring meat, as he did for Elijah. He expects us to be responsible, to do the things that are necessary that pertain to our natural life and godliness. So this is God's plan for us, that we be aware of the time, we discern the times, we evaluate our lives. Either we're going to spend our time given on our own interests or invest it eternally for the purposes of God. And then spend our time, make the choices that will honor God, and then to redeem the time, to use the time for God's eternal purposes, to influence others, to change for the better, to repair or restore the things the enemy has stolen from us. This is God's plan for us. And the hour in which we're living, this is a message of urgency for the church. God has made us righteous through salvation in Jesus, but sanctification is an ongoing process. My time is gone, and I'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. The announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,